Baby, wake up. There he is. There's my good little boy. I missed you. Hey, what's wrong? Are you upset that I stayed out so late? I'm sorry, sweetie. I know I said I'd be back in time for dinner, but the night just got away from me. You worked really hard making us a nice meal, too. Yeah, you even bought those special ingredients. Now they've gone to waste. All because I couldn't keep myself under control. No, it isn't okay. You shouldn't have to lie awake in the middle of the night, worrying about me, while I'm off drinking at some dive. Fuck, I feel like such an asshole. You deserve better than this, baby. You deserve better than me. That's very charitable. Not everyone would assume their partner has a reason for acting so callous, though. In this case, I guess I do. Still, it's not a very good one. More of an excuse, really. A colleague wanted to thank me for helping her out on a project. Normally, I wouldn't have said yes. Except, this woman could definitely use the company. She was transferred to our office a couple months ago and hasn't quite adjusted yet. Poor Sarah. I think I might be the only friend she's made here. You've met her, remember? Quiet, a little mousy. But really kind. She insisted on buying me a drink after work, and things, well, got out of hand. I was just as surprised as you are. Sarah's not really the assertive type. That's part of the reason I agreed in the first place. She only wanted to chat a bit and get to know me better. It was only supposed to be a couple of beers. Then I figured a cocktail couldn't hurt. Maybe some shots. And before long, the bartender was yelling at us to leave. It's not like Sarah forgot to remind me of the time either. I easily could have gotten back here before dinner. But instead, I stayed at the bar, getting more and more buzzed with each passing hour, only briefly pausing my drunken revelry to answer your calls. I fucked up, I know. It's just, Sarah's such a nice person, and she seems so lonely. I couldn't leave her there to drink by herself. That isn't what friends do. So, there you go. Now everything's out on the table. I don't expect to be forgiven. I probably don't even deserve it. However, please understand that you're always loved, even when I lose my way. I'm still thinking about my perfect little boy. That's why I'm so sorry I let you down. Sweetie, are you sure it's not a big deal? I swear, I'll invite her over next time. We can all have a home-cooked meal together. And this time, there won't be any leftovers. Thank you for saving me some food, by the way. Yeah, I might have checked the fridge already. It looked wonderful, sweetie. I can't wait to show Sarah what an amazing chef my boyfriend is. So, does this mean we can kiss and make up? such a good boy. I'm so lucky I have you, that I get to kiss your forehead every day before I go to work. Sweet boy. Why don't I help you go back to sleep? Shh, don't fuss, baby. Yeah, it's okay. Just let mistress take care of you. Puppy, why are you turning your face away? Are you still mad at me? No? Then, tell mistress what's bothering you. Aw, sweetheart. Don't worry about being tired. You won't have to do anything. Silly puppy. I've tied you to the bed plenty of times, kept your arms and legs tightly restrained. This isn't any different. Just lie there and take it like the cute little slut you are. Come on. It'll feel really good. Shh. Don't struggle. I said, don't struggle. There's such a shocked expression on your face, and your eyes look so sad. I'm sorry, honey. I know I promised I'd never hit you again. I get so angry when you deny me, when you say no. Fuck, it's not like I enjoy this. I can't tell you how sick I feel afterward, how much it hurts, knowing that my perfect little boy is crying because of me. So please, do what I say. You'll be good, won't you? No. No. I love you. Why would you say that? Why? Please, don't make me do this. Fucking slut. Are you feeling more obedient now? Yeah? Give me your lips, sweetie. Good boy. Kiss me back. Fuck. I can't get enough of you. Does it feel good when I rub you through your boxers? Good boy. Keep moaning as you kiss your owner. Let it all out. What a sweet puppy. You're shaking in my arms. Do you want me to jerk you off? Aw, it's cute that you think I'll stop. Get on your back, whore. What did I tell you about acting bratty? Good boy. Stay still while I strip you naked. Such a pretty pet. I think it's about time I got out of my work clothes. There. I'll leave the undergarments on for now. I know my good boy loves seeing his girlfriend in black lingerie. Mistress has been waiting for this all night. And now that I'm finally home, we're going to have some fun. Oh, good boy. Let me get you lubed up with my spit. So slippery. Can you feel my fingers gliding up and down your stiff cock? Good boy. You're already hard for me. There we go. Relax into the sheets as mommy strokes you. Pump, pump, pump. That's it. Moan and shiver as I jerk you off. Oh, and we can't forget to give the head some attention. No, can we? Oh, look at all the pre-cum leaking out. Don't be embarrassed. I'm dripping down there as well. I've already soaked through my panties. I was worked up the whole time we were at the bar. Filthy scenarios kept playing out in my mind. Fantasies of you bent over on the kitchen counter, an apron tied around your waist. I imagined hearing those cute little yelps as I spanked you. Then, once your ass was red and sore, I'd make you take my strap, sink my teeth into your shoulder as I pounded you from behind. God, I felt so naughty. I nearly fingered myself right there at the bar. And Sarah wasn't helping any. Oh, isn't it obvious? She likes you, baby. Really, I could tell from the moment you two met. Though, I only found out for sure tonight. That little minx, she admitted it straight to my face. At first, I thought she was going to go off on a tirade about why she should be your girlfriend instead of me. But that didn't happen. Do you know what she said? Sarah asked to borrow you. I'm serious. She told me how, after you visited the office last month, she'd become obsessed. How she'd played with herself, wishing it was your cock thrusting inside her pussy, and then laid there on the ruined sheets, overcome with guilt. Yet, she still longed for you, even though it was wrong. She dreamed of having you pinned underneath her, of riding you until you begged for release. Good taste, I know. However, Sarah never planned on stealing you away from me. She understands who you belong to. So instead, I offer to share. Shh, don't be afraid. Mistress will be there the whole time. I wouldn't let anyone hurt you. Baby. Anyone. And neither would Sarah. I trust her to protect you. She isn't shy about her feelings for my good boy. How much she cares for him. The things that girl wants to do to you. She can make Caligula blush. Good boy. Thrust into mommy's hand. Show me that needy side of yours. What lovely cries of pleasure. See, it's useless to try and resist. No matter how much you wish I'd stop, your body will still betray you. I own this cock. Remember that. You're my puppy, a slut to be used however I please. But that doesn't mean I don't love you. Even sobbing and covered in another woman's cum, you'd be beautiful. My perfect darling boy. Mistress loves you more than anything. Fuck. I always get like this when I'm drunk. I just can't keep my hands off you. Though, it looks like I'm not the only one who's excited. You're throbbing so hard in my hands, sweetie. Oh, good boy. Keep begging. God, this is hot. My pussy's absolutely flooded. And I haven't even gotten a chance to take off my panties yet. You'd better apologize for making me ruin such nice clothes. Oh, baby. Of course I'm not done with you yet. And if I were, would you really be able to go to bed without coming? Are you sure? Those full, heavy balls already look painful. Aw, it's okay, honey. Mommy is going to give her little boy exactly what he needs. But first, I have to take these panties off. They're covered in my juices. It's a shame all this delicious nectar is going to waste. Oh, I know. Open your mouth. Did I stutter, slut? Good boy. Just let me stuff these in there. Tell me, darling, do you like being gagged with your girlfriend's dirty panties? What was that? I'm sorry, baby. Your words seem a little muffled. Yeah, good boy. Nod your head. So honest. I think I should reward you. How about we do it without a condom tonight? Keep that gag in, slut. Why are you so upset, sweetie? I thought you had a breeding kink. Don't you love it when mistress tells you to knock her up? Yeah, you always shoot a lot of sticky stuff into the condom. Much more than usual, in fact. Sometimes I worry that it'll spill out. Well, we don't have to hold back anymore. I'm ovulating right now. If you come inside me, there's a really good chance I'll get pregnant. Oh, doesn't that sound wonderful, darling? To see my stomach swell with your seed? Or did you just enjoy the fantasy of breeding? Oh, don't be such a downer. Risky sex is the most fun. Come on, stop squirming. Better. Give me your hands, sweetheart. Good boy. Now lie back as I get on top of you. Shh. It's okay, puppy. Just take deep breaths through your nose. Good boy. Mistress is going to let go of your hand for a second so she can guide you inside. Finally. It feels so good. Oh, your cock is perfect for me, baby. Yeah. You hit all the best spots. I can't stop moving my hips. Good boy. Moan into the gag as I hold your arms down. You're so pretty. I just wanna kiss your face. How is it, sweetheart? Being milked by my unprotected pussy. Do you feel the urge to mate with me? Spurt all your sticky sperm against my cervix? It's all right, baby. I'm ready. Sarah's going to love using you as well. She might even get addicted. You wouldn't mind, would you, darling? Letting my friend fuck you whenever she's in the mood? Oh, well, it's not like you have a choice. No. You're practically a fuck toy. Fuck toys don't need to consent. So, if I tell you to eat me out while Sarah rides you, that's what you'll do. Even if I have to tie you to the bed and smother you with my pussy. But don't fret, sweetheart. I won't make you come inside another woman. In fact, Sarah doesn't get your cum at all. We both agreed on that. If you're lucky and end up having an accident, you might see me licking your seat out of her. Mistress is going to be a little rougher now, baby. Oh, fucking whore. You're getting turned on, aren't you? I knew it. Why else would you go to bed in only underwear? Yeah, my good boy enjoys teasing me, doesn't he? Fuck. I bet you love making women frustrated. Don't try to hide it, slut. Even poor Sarah couldn't help herself. But, I've got you all to myself tonight. And you're going to get what you deserve for being a little tease. want this? To be pinned down as your girlfriend? Oh, forces herself on you? Being raped in your own bed? No. No, don't cry. I still love you. Here, let me take the gag out. Oh, baby, you're snuffling. Shh, mommy's here. You're safe. Yeah, good boy. Don't think about anything other than this pleasure, okay? It's almost over. Would it make you feel better to give mommy a kiss? Good boy. Oh yes, buck your hips back into me. Fuck, I love you so much. I can't wait to carry our child inside me. Oh, my tits are going to grow big and heavy with milk. You look so cute nursing at them while you rub my swollen belly. Sweetie, your cock is twitching like crazy. Are you about to come? Hold on a little longer, sweetheart. I'm right at the edge. Shit. Mommy's going to put her hands around your neck, okay? Don't be scared. I won't squeeze too hard. Oh, fuck, that's it. Oh, good boy. Look into my eyes. Oh, there you go. Feel my pussy cold. So nice and warm. Imagine how amazing it'd be to empty those heavy balls to fill my womb with your seed. I want you to breed me, baby. Right now, I want you to thrust deep inside and spurt out rope after rope of thick cum until I'm fertilized. Yes. Knock me up! Good boy. Don't stop coming until you're completely empty. Yeah, we can't waste a single drop. So warm. I can feel your swimmers inside me. Soon, one might give my egg a little kiss. Just in case, why don't we stay like this for a bit? Good boy. You're holding on to me so tightly, as if you never want to let go. I love you too, honey. I'm sorry for being rough. Sometimes I get carried away, but those things I said, they were just to get me riled up. I don't think you're actually a slut or anything. What? I didn't want you to feel bad about yourself. I mean, not that it's wrong to be a slut. Oh, sweetheart. You're so precious to me. And I know I hurt you. Fuck. I'm so... Baby? I don't understand. Why would you kiss me? I raped you. I'm a fucking monster. Are you sure you can forgive me? My perfect baby boy. I'm never going to leave you. But don't be shy to push back if I start to cross the line again. You don't deserve to be hit or touched against your will. No one does. Mommy is going to take proper care of you from now on. Our dinner date? Oh, yeah, I mean, I'll have to check with Sarah, but I think we'll be able to do it pretty soon. Something tells me she's eager to see you again. Good boy. Are you ready to go to sleep? How about I sing you a lullaby? That's it, sweetie. Close your eyes and listen to Mommy's voice.